There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in, hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Check them out. That's the only kind of holster I run. In the United States today, when I was stationed overseas, every payday they would show us like a slideshow that was all shots of America back home, and there would not be a dry eye in the place, believe me. And eventually we come back, but that 3 years I spent overseas, that was a snapshot for me. I was not born overseas or anything, and sometimes it takes somebody truly from a whole different value set, belief, set of beliefs, country, culture, to come here to the United States and to understand the exact beauty of what America really is. Some of them actually go out there and they start businesses that turn out to be so good that they have been around for quite some time. And some of these guys build guns, and one of them out there is joining me today. He is the founder of Robar Guns. His name, well, he's actually the founder of many things, but Robar Guns is the one that excites me the most. His name is Robbie Bartman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You are an African American.
I am a hunky African American.
A hunky. Well, hey, I mean, you know, you're talking about yourself, so I mean. I was going to put it maybe looking like a European, or Caucasian, but you know that worked pretty good too. I used to watch Sanford and Son. I know what the term honky means. Anyway, let's get to, you know, this is not really what you want to talk about. Robar Guns. You came here when and started Robar Guns.
I actually came to the United States in 1977. And so, I was actually the person instrumental in making it happen was Jeff Cooper from Gunsight, the founder of American Pistol Institute. And he had offered me a position on staff, and that set the ball rolling to even consider coming to the United States. It wasn't even in the cards at the time that he made the offer to me. But, of course, back in 1977, Gunsight was the mecca of shooting. It was a very unique facility, probably the foremost one in the world. And to be invited on staff there was a very great honor. And of course, I was young enough that to me this was an adventure. So here I am.
What called you to Cooper's attention? I mean, he wasn't. I never met him. I've only read about him. From what I've read about him, he doesn't seem like somebody who's easily impressed by somebody.
No. Well, we won't go down that part of the road, but I actually helped found the Practical Shooting Association in South Africa. And we had been reading about Cooper back in those days, back in the late 60s and early 70s. We were doing the FBI crouch. And we had been reading about Cooper and this modern technique. And I proposed to my guys that we get on a plane and come to America and learn. Conversation took a turn, so why don't we bring him here? It'll be a whole lot cheaper and a lot more of us can learn from him. And so I wrote Jeff a letter, and he responded and said he would love to. And so over 3 years, we brought him out each year for 3 years, and I believe the first year was either 73 or 74. We're unfortunately not able to tie it down exactly. But he came and stayed at my house in South Africa for those three trips to South Africa. And then in 1976, I captained the South African team to the World Championships in Salzburg, Austria. And that was right about the time Jeff was getting ready to open gunfight. And that's when he first proposed that to come over to the United States and come and visit the school. And that we did that in April of 77. And it was at that meeting at gunfight for that class that Jeff made his offer. And we went back to South Africa and sold my business, sold my home, packed up my wife, my dog, and I. And we were back in America in August of 77.
That's exactly, I laugh at that because I know how daunting that is. My grandparents on my mother's side did exactly that. And, you know, that's, we're coming up, we're coming up on the first break, but that's really daunting, isn't it, to give up everything you got. A lot of that stuff, there's, you know, there's a little ego invested in some of that stuff. Give up everything you got and get on something that you can't see over the horizon, isn't it?
It was huge. It was actually a far bigger undertaking than I realized at the time.
Yeah, yeah. And it, now, I don't remember what the political situation was in South Africa in 77. Were you actually getting into a calmer situation then?
No, in 77 we actually had, 76 and 77 we had a lot going on. In 76, of course, South Africa went into Angola, and I was actually part of what they call the first expeditionary force that went in there. We initially went in unofficially and scouting, if you will, and then South Africa actually declared war in, I believe it was February or March of 76, and we actually mobilized fully at that point, went back in again, and I was in Angola for 3 months. And when we came back, of course, we had the Steve Biko riots in Johannesburg, when Steve Biko was thrown out of the 8th floor of John Foster Square. They claimed he committed suicide, but there's a lot of evidence that he'd been tortured and was dead before he ever hit the ground. So a lot of riots, a lot of unrest. We were mobilized constantly to go out on patrol. No, it was not a good situation, but it was certainly a whole lot better compared to the way things are in South Africa today.
Hmm. But then you packed everything up and you arrived in post-Vietnam United States.
Correct.
That must have been fun. Coming, well, I'm not going to do that just yet. So I guess I've talked to my grandfather when he was still alive, and I found out it's good to know. You were sponsored, right? You were sponsored coming over here. Somebody was sponsoring you, I would think.
Actually, I was in a very unique situation, Bill, because and I don't want to drag this out too long. It's a little more complicated than just coming over. What happened was at the time that I came over to see Jeff, I also was investigating and looking for products for my dental lab. I had a dental laboratory in South Africa. And I met another fella, and he and I always joked with him that we fell in love because 39 years later, we are still best friends. And we decided to start a lab together, which we needed to do because at that time, Gunsight was not holding regular classes. They were just in their infancy. There was no way for me to stay, and there was no way Jeff could afford to pay me on a regular basis. So basically, I worked in my business here in Phoenix, and then when there were classes about every 8 to 10 or 12 weeks, I would go up for the week, and I would help teach the classes.
Hmm. So you had to be concerned with paying the bills anyway, right?
Exactly. So getting back to your point is I didn't have to be sponsored because I actually had started my own business here in America.
There you go. You hang on for me. We're going to get into this. We're going to talk about what you found when you got here versus what you thought you were going to find.
Okay.
I've always been interested in that. I've talked to my uncles about that, but we'll talk about that in a minute. My guest from Robar Guns, Robbie Barkman, on a Friday, This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. It is Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432 is the number. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. It is worth the price of admission. When my mother's family emigrated here in the 50s from the United Kingdom, my seven-year-old uncle at the time, he was seven anyway, he was under the impression that after they passed through Ellis Island, or they came through New York, I don't know if they were still coming through Ellis Island or not, but he was looking for the Cowboys and Indians. That's what he was looking for. So My guest today from Robar Guns, Robbie Barkman. Robbie, when you were getting ready to emigrate here 20 years later as it would be, what was your perception of what you thought America was versus what you found?
Wow. Well, first of all, I have to tell you that I came over here to teach, but in actual fact, I was the one who ended up being a student. And you had mentioned earlier about Jeff being a rather unapproachable person, but I have to tell you the one thing he was very, very passionate about. Well, one of the things he was very passionate about was America and the Constitution and what made America great. Now, understand that I came from a totalitarian state. Not only was your life in South Africa controlled by the government, but even your religion to a degree was, or their religion was forced on you in many ways. So coming to America and being under the influence of Jeff was a real eye-opener for me, and I had been here for about 2 years and decided to go back to South Africa to visit my parents. My dad was at poor health, and I went over, and literally within 10 minutes of leaving the Jan Smuts Airport, I told my mom that there's no way I could ever come back here. Because what Jeff had taught me about America and being a free man is that freedom has to come from you first. It has to come from inside you. You have to believe that you are free to live your life the way that you want to live it. And America is one of the few countries in the whole world where you can actually do that. And going back to South Africa, you could feel this depression, if you will. And everybody there is just a drone. And I hated it. I absolutely had a visceral hatred for the system there. And I knew I would never, ever go back there. And then literally on my 5th anniversary, or the end of our 5 years here, we applied for citizenship and became American citizens. So America is very different. People here, just to share one quick little story with you, I was with a friend of mine, in fact, a fellow that we were in the dental lab with, and had gone tubing on the Salt River here in outside of Phoenix. He got pulled over by a sheriff, and he actually, as soon as the sheriff came up to the door, demanded to know why he had been pulled over. Now, in South Africa, if you got pulled over by an SAT, there is no way that you would dare question them. And to me, that one incident, when we were done with the sheriff, I said to him, well, how can you talk to the guy like this? And he said, well, you can. This is America. I have a right to know why he pulled me over. And that was the beginning for me of the rebelliousness, if you will, coming out and realizing that, you know what, you can be free, but first you have to believe it in your heart. And I really do. America is just such an incredible country. And I think you have to come from another system and learn about it and be exposed to it, I think, is the key, as I was. I was extremely fortunate to have a man who was very well educated. I don't know if you know this, but Jeff Cooper actually was a professor of political science at UCLA.
I had heard that he had a teaching credential and that he was a professor. Right. I did not know where.
I believe it was at UCLA because his whole early life was centered around California. But, gee, who better to sit at the dinner table and start expounding on the Constitution and what made America great? I mean, I don't think I could have got a better education, especially in those early years, from anybody, as I got from Jeff.
Do you think it's because, I mean, is being born in America, is this the political silver spoon in our mouths that we're born with?
You know, Bill, I think one of the tragedies of America is that people here don't understand what freedom is. They take it for granted because they're born into it. It's their way of life, and so they take it for granted. The truth of the matter is that freedom is very, very perishable, and it has been ever since 1916, actually, if you think about the power shift in America. The first enslavement of the American people, if you will, was 1916 with passage of the 16th Amendment. I mean, when the government, the federal government used to get their money from the state, the federal system, elected, when the Congress elected to direct tax the people, we lost a lot of our freedom because now the government has a financial hold over you. And what are the things that the government has to do to take over your life? They have to control your financial aspect. They have to control your health care, which they now do, thanks to Judge Roberts. And then the 17th Amendment was another big one. Then, of course, in 36, we had the Federal Reserve. So those three things really, really changed America. But we still have a lot of freedoms here. And people don't realize that this is something they have to actually maintain. This is not something that will be there forever. It has to be maintained. It's a machine. And it can change, it has changed, and it can be taken away from you. And I think one of the things that history has proved is once your freedom is gone, it takes centuries to get it back again. If ever.
One of the things you point out, I don't want to start this line of question because we're coming up on the next break, but you pointed something out, and I really want to ask you about this. And I will. I'm a little premature, but there's no way for you to answer it. Really, truly, with the exception of people that maybe go overseas that were born in the... You know, I went overseas. I went to West Germany. West Germany... While it certainly wasn't South Africa, when I was in West Germany in the 1980s, you could be a landowner, but you had to go get permission to do whatever you wanted to do with your land. And it certainly was not, it wasn't the United States, to be sure. I mean, it was okay. I liked it. It was fine. I could handle it for 3 years. I had my family with me. That was great. But at the end of the day, when it was time to come home, I wasn't... sitting around going, oh, gee, do I really want to go home? Couldn't wait to get back on that plane. I hate flying, and I couldn't wait to get on that plane to come back to the United States. So.
But, you know, you make an interesting point because, in actual fact, even though we own our land here and I have the title on my property, I cannot do anything without the city council's approval.
Yeah, and I wonder, that leads me to what we're going to talk about when we get back. In the next hour, Robar Guns today, as it stands, is a collision of old school with 21st century technology. They do things, I mean, nobody refurbishes as many Browning high powers as Robar Guns or 1911s. And at the same time, they're in there with the plastic guns. They got the Glocks all over the place. Magnificent work. What is it you guys, well, I'll ask you about that when we get back. I don't want to go into the music. My guest today, a man who loves America, Robbie Bartman from Robar Guns on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. I've been carrying them since their first generation. They're hitting the third now. Go check out that and everything in between at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Robar Guns, you'll be hearing more about them as time goes on, is Robbie Bartman. And now, you're a naturalized citizen, yeah?
Yes.
Now, you know, one thing that I've noticed about naturalized citizens is that when they come and they have to go through the educational process, they devour it. They want it. They're eager to learn it. I mean, not many people would get out there today that were educated in public school America, get out there and say, well, you know, it all goes back to the 1916, you know, when we gave them permission to start taxing us. It's been going downhill ever since. Nobody would ever, like I, for example, who did know that, you know, that's why I say, well, you know, that's why Obamacare passed, because everybody's gotten so used to the government taking the money from you, you know, it started in 1916. Or that's why climate change might happen, because that's another way of taking money from you, and that's been happening since 1916. And it's all a method of control, and you guys are idiots for letting it happen. I'm sorry. As from somebody from your viewpoint, I mean, when you come in and you look at what they teach at the public school and everything, I mean, did you have children that had to go to public school?
No, unfortunately, I never did have children. But I was also educated in South Africa, which is along the British system. And so I'm not really familiar with the American system, other than I have a lot of friends who have teenage children. And when I talk to these kids, it's pretty obvious that they know nothing about American history, for starters, and very little about the Constitution. And so, you know, my wife and I got very involved politically about 10 years ago. In fact, you know, an interesting little side note is that the person that really, really got us involved in politics and starting to pay attention on a lot more local level and in depth was Barack Obama. He really did. I was on another radio show a while back with Shane Krause, and he asked me, he said, you know, you are very critical of the American government. Is there anything that this government has done right? And I said, yes, as a matter of fact, the one thing that Barack Obama did right is bigger than all the things that he's done wrong. And he said, what's that? And I said, he woke up the American people. He grabbed Tiger by the tail and gave it a good yank. And a lot of people are sitting up and going, uh-oh, what just happened? See, here's the thing. He never, ever denied what he was going to do. In fact, if you remember in his speech when he accepted the presidency, he said, I am going to fundamentally transform America. You know, those words are in the Communist Manifest.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Don't pay attention, Bill, and this is the problem. We need to wake people up because it can be taken away from them.
When you're watching that happen, okay, this is one of the things that gets me. I don't know why it gets me, and I've got plenty of friends that sit around and, you know, I'll be talking about, well, you know, if the Second Amendment goes away, that's the teeth of the Constitution, then, oh, my God, the progressive agenda goes forward. They'll be looking at me going, uh-huh, you going to come with me on the tailgating this weekend?
Yep.
And, you know, when you see that happening and you see things slipping and you look at it and you say, wow, this sort of echoes of where I tried to get away from.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get angry?
Furious, because they take freedom for granted. You know, I have to just quickly share one quick little story with you. And I don't like talking war stories because it's behind me now. But when I was in Angola, one of my guys got wounded and we took him to a field hospital. And there was a soldier sitting there from UNITA, which was a political organization we were actually backing, Dr. Jonas Savimbi's organization. He'd been shot through the back of the foot. And he was sitting and waiting for the doctor. And I asked him, I said, why are you fighting for Dr. Savimbi? Because, you know, there were three different factions fighting in Angola at that time, back in 76. And he said, well, because Dr. Savimbi will send my children to school and he'll also let us vote. And I've never, ever forgotten that. It had such a profound impact on me. Here's a guy, he couldn't read or write, but he wanted his children to be able to read and write. But his overriding thing was that he wanted to be able to vote. And we take it so for granted. I have so many people that I know that don't vote because they, quote, won't make a difference. And they don't realize they really, really do. We had an election right here in Phoenix. In this last election where the lady that we were supporting lost by 387 votes. It's horrible. So somebody who is a raving communist actually got in again. Your vote does matter. It's the most fundamental thing of being an American and a free person is that right to put your mark on that paper.
Well, you know, one of the things that constantly amazes me is that, sometimes I think voters today are barraged by too much information because then they'll get out there and say, look, my guy didn't win the primary, so I'm not voting for the guy who beat my guy. I'm staying home on principle. And then they stay home on principle. Okay, which nothing wrong with having principles. I don't think so, Robbie. But at the same time, then when that guy eventually does, you know, lose because there's other people saying I'm staying home on principle too. Then when Barack Obama is elected, then they all rise up and say, "How did this happen?"
Yeah. Well, I believe Barack Obama won not because people voted for him, but too many people didn't vote against him.
Yes.
Because everybody you talk to says, well, I don't understand how he won. I voted against him, or I would have voted against him. Well, if you didn't actually go to the polls, then you need to stop complaining and do something about it.
That's the thing. When the founding fathers, you've heard the term the founding fathers put out there. It's a republic as long as you can keep it, right?
That was Benjamin Franklin. Yes, sir.
Right.
He was coming out of Philadelphia House. The woman said to him, "What kind of government have you given us, sir?" And he said, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it."
See, this is what I'm talking about. When they're coming in and naturalizing these immigrants, they just devour the information. Certain things I didn't know that he just told me. Knowing that, what do you think? Okay, so Barack Obama has woken up a few people. That's true, but at the same time, right now we're seeing all these polls where everybody's saying Hillary's going to be next, which I don't believe that's inevitable. I've never believed. I don't listen to polls. I think polls are a very evil mechanism. Apparently, but if that turns out to be true, let's say we do elect Hillary. Good God Almighty. And you're not going to have time to answer this, but I want you to mull this over. Let's say we do elect Hillary. We really have gotten what we deserve, haven't we? We've got about a minute and 15 seconds if you want to answer a little bit of that.
You know, that expression is very interesting because the very first election that I was actually present here in America for, and I couldn't vote because I was not an American citizen at the time, Jeff Cooper, that was one of the things when they had finished and decided who had won this local election, turned to me and he said, "Well, I guess we've just got the government we deserve." And I've never forgotten that. I thought those were very powerful words. We really, really have to get people involved because I believe the majority of Americans are still good, freedom-loving people. But I think like the gazelle, they've got their head down feeding, and they, unlike the gazelle, they don't look up to see the danger. And the danger is our government.
Yeah, those gazelles, they have to.
We're going to get scarfed up.
Yeah, we are, and I'm going to take you down. I want to get a little conjecture from you on the dark side. When we get back, Robar guns, unbelievable advancements, and at the same time, something you can see when you're looking at the stuff they do. It's just old school. It's just old school quality, influenced by the early American masters. By one of the early American masters who didn't come from America. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from Robar Guns, Robbie Barkman, on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out. My guest this hour from Robar Guns, Robbie Barkman. Now, I want everybody to understand, this is not going to be a one-off. Robbie's going to be a frequent guest because Robbie's going to be a sponsor of the show. So I get to have, for this will be the oldest gun company sponsor, gun industry player that's ever been a part of the show. So that's going to be cool. And we haven't even discussed the gun industry, Robbie, you and I. We want, you know, so we got lots of stuff to talk about over the course that he and I will be working together. Now, let me ask you a question. You've been in countries where they are totalitarian, came from a country where it was totalitarian. That ultimately leads to some sort of on-the-ground strife, doesn't it? Like some sort of civil war, combat, something like that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, right throughout history, there have always been this, or there has always been this need in most people to be free, to determine their own destiny. If you think about it, our preamble says the pursuit of life, liberty, happiness. It used to include property, interestingly enough, which is taken out in the rewrite. But people fundamentally want that. They want to be able to, if I want to go live over here, I want to be able to pack up and go. If I want to be a winner, I want to have the right to do that. The great thing about our country is that you have the right to be a loser, too, and there's no punishment for that. If you want to fail at something, stand up, dust yourself off, and move on and try again, you're perfectly able to do that, and there's no penalty for doing that.
Some of the stuff that we have going on today, this incremental, it's going at a glacier's pace, but this incremental centralized power, we are creeping. They're trying to have us creep towards totalitarianism, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The rights of the states are being trampled, and the way they're doing it is through money. They do it with money. I remember when we had a speed limit here in Arizona, 55 miles an hour. And there was talk in the state legislature moving it up to 75. And the feds immediately came back and said, if you do that, we will cut off all your highway funding. Now, if that isn't a surreptitious form of slavery, I'm not quite sure what it is.
You know, but when
can hold you to ransom. The thing is, they holding us to ransom with our money. The government doesn't have any money. It doesn't make any money. It takes our money, and then it redistributes it, which is another problem for us.
And they've turned it into a cottage industry because, I mean, they really produce nothing at all.
They waste. I would bet they waste more than probably 50 or 55% of the money that the federal government takes in actually goes to nonsense. Very little of it, I bet, you could actually account for a physical, tangible thing that the government has actually done with that money. I'll bet the majority, and I don't know this because I'm not privy to that information, but just looking around me, there's no way they can spend all this money because I don't see anything tangible for it.
There's nothing happening, is there?
No.
Nothing changing except certain
themselves.
Rules.
Yep. They're absolutely feeding themselves. This is a self-sustaining organism that is a cancer that is spreading throughout freedom.
So now we're feeding the tumor instead of just, you know,
yep,
the host.
Exactly. But they don't realize, you know, Bill, just one thing that I think people should realize. If you think that this government handout that you're getting is free, it's not free, it's costing. And ultimately, you're going to constrict and kill the organism that actually supplies that money. You really need to keep that in mind.
Well, you know, that you're just speaking facts. I mean, I don't remember what the percentages are, but the people that earn the most money pay the most taxes, and they're also the ones that actually create jobs. People that work at the car wash don't create jobs. You created jobs. You've created jobs, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And
I have 43 employees.
43 employees. See,
of course, Mr. Obama said that he was instrumental in doing that. It's funny because I have a payroll coming up on Tuesday, and I've really, really looked carefully since he made that statement. Not one single time have I seen his signature at the bottom of those checks. Not once.
So you contend you built it.
Well, he does. Apparently.
Yeah, but it's a fact that you did. The fact is you did.
I'm not sure where I fit into this formula.
I'm pretty sure I know where you fit in the formula, Robbie. Now, let me ask you a question. You've come from where you've come from. You've been where you are now. You've watched it happen. You know, it's been going on 40 years you've been here. Are we moving to that point to where we're going to have one of those seminal moments like in one of these countries where all of a sudden they erupt into some sort of turmoil? Do you see that?
I hope so. I really, really hope so. I would hope that the American people, the people that love freedom, that love the Constitution, which is our rule book, that at some point they will do what they did back in 17-something when there was this little uprising where they said, you can't keep taxing us like this and not give us something back for it. I believe it was called taxation without representation, and I believe that was one of the key things that led to a little fracas between the British and the American people. And I believe the enemy today is the American government, the federal government, and it's encroaching on our private lives. And at some point, I would hope that the American people would stand up and say, enough is enough. We need to do something about this, and I would certainly hope that it's done at the ballot box, because I have actually lived through two civil wars, and the people that collect the interest in a civil war are the civilians. It's not the soldiers. It's the civilian people. One thing, I had a friend that, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'll take my gun and go shoot these guys, and I told him, I said, you know, I want to explain something to you just to put this in reality for you. You don't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, go brush your teeth, pick up your gun, go to the civil war, and then come home at 5:30 for dinner. It doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. There's only two outcomes to that scenario. One of them is you're going to either be victorious or you're going to be dead. This is a serious, serious thing. So we have the mechanism. The question is, do we have the will as a people? And that's what worries me a lot. Not because necessarily we don't have the will, but people are so uninformed and so, even more than that, uninvolved. They're not involved in the political process, and it's vital. It's the lifeblood of our republic.
So to the people that say, you know, there's a lot of people that say, my vote don't count. My vote don't matter. It doesn't matter what I do.
Then go live in South Africa. I'll buy you a ticket.
Give that a try, huh?
Go away.
Give that a try. Give that a try. See, this is just the tip of the Barkman iceberg. I know a lot of people that have known him longer than I have. They told me this would be just, it would just pay. Oh my gosh, the dividends I would get from having him on the show. We're running out of time here, Robbie. We will certainly do this again when we can actually sit down and talk about the gun industry, because I would love to hear your take on that. I've got a, we probably need to have a couple of discussions offline, because I have a suspicion you might agree with me, but I'm not gonna put you in a corner before making sure that you don't mind being put in a corner. So, in any event, Robbie Barkman, Robar Guns. America is beautiful to him. It was beautiful when he got here. The promise of the ideal of America is beautiful to him. And the only thing that's letting it slip away is me and you. Maybe not me and you. But he just articulated what a lot of you think on a regular basis. So somebody out there is watching, and it's somebody that came from somewhere else. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. I know it's quite early in your part of the United States.
Not at all. Thank you very much for having me on, Bill. And
this worked the way you hoped it might?
I'm sorry?
Did this work the way you hoped it might?
I'm sorry, I still didn't hear you.
Did this work the way you hoped it might work out?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I love America, and I love everything about it. I love the Constitution. The most amazing document ever written by human beings. And I just take any opportunity I can to talk to people and tell them, you have to look at this thing. It's the rule book. It's this freedom that made America so great. The free enterprise system, the freedom to make your choices. You have to embrace it, but you have to protect it. And protecting it means getting out there and voting and encouraging other people to vote.
There you go. Thank you, sir. We'll do this again next week. Everybody stay safe. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.